This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, February 3rd. Well, cattle markets hanging right in there despite a bearish slant to the inventory report. The markets have performed pretty well. We saw some initial pressure show up in response to that, but you know, we bounced back well, and we've actually been, you know, kind of put in a reversal on Monday. Tuesday was slightly higher, and then Wednesday we're trading with a firm tone early in the day. Seem to be slipping a little bit as the corn market pushes higher, but by and large, the cattle complex performing fairly well. Cash trade last week was stronger as well, averaging around 111 on the Fed trade, which is up 2 on the week, but still down 11 from where we were a year ago. Dress trade at 176 was up 3 on the week, but down 19 from a year ago. Steer prices at 147, up 5 on the week and up 3 from last year. Rib prices at 363, that was up 19 on the week and up 28 from a year ago. 90% trimmings up to at 220, that was up 2 on the week and down 24 from a year ago. So federally inspected slaughter as of last week was down 7.1% for the year. Cow slaughter down 1.5% on the year. Dressed weights at 844 pounds were up 2.7% on the year. And beef production down 4.6% on a year-to-date average. So clearly, the market is a little bit slower than where we were a year ago, which is kind of surprising because as we head into February, we do expect to see more numbers available to the market. That hasn't really shown up yet in these numbers. But once we get past February, then we're looking at a fairly notable drop in market-ready cattle. And so we're looking at this cattle complex kind of from two different ways. The live cattle market appears to be pretty well supported, that we'll work our way through the heavier numbers in February. And some of these cattle, because of the fairly mild winter so far in the main feeding areas of the Southern Plains, cattle are finishing faster, and they're pulling them out faster for that reason, but also because of expensive feed, they're pulling them out a little bit more. And I think that's why, you know, your weights are going to start to come down as well and reflect that. But the other component of this is the high feed grain prices, which clearly are weighing on feeder cattle. But with the stronger live cattle, and it appears that, you know, they're looking for replacements in these feedlots because the cash steer prices were up 5 cents on the week. So it doesn't seem to be having that much of an impact yet on the feeder cattle unless things really get crazy, which we're kind of bracing for the crop report on Tuesday, that perhaps it's going to reflect some pretty bullish numbers. China bought over a couple million tons of corn last week. That will show up in tomorrow's export sales report, but it will also show up in the supply demand report. One would think that USDA would acknowledge that because we're so far ahead of the pace needed to meet their current projections, that they would start ramping up those numbers. It's going to tighten ending stocks, and it's going to put corn and soybeans both in a very tight stocks to use ratio. That's what the feeder cattle market is facing for the next several months until we can ensure a huge increase in corn acres and bean acres, and we have at least average yields. That's a long way off to knowing that. So that's why we see corn and soybeans stay elevated, and that's why the feeder cattle market seems to really struggle here, even though the live cattle market clearly showing decent support here as the back months pushing into new highs, but the feeder cattle have not been able to do that. So the box beef values yesterday were, the choice was up 108 to 237. Select was down 55 at 225. The spread was up 163 at 1172. Loads were 93. Slaughter rates so far this week were at 235,000 head. That's 3,000 more than last week, but still down 6,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index is down just 3 cents. We're sitting at 136.40. So that really has not moved very much. It's up a couple dollars from where we were 2 to 3 weeks ago, but it's holding fairly steady. And again, that's impressive, I think, considering corn prices are at, you know, $5.50 per bushel. It's pretty expensive feed. and yet they continue to support the feeder cattle market. Live cattle, again, are expected to stay strong, and that obviously will help support the feeders. But it's still going to start to get expensive to bring these cattle to market. And I think your weights will come down. Feeders are going to have to take a hit to get those, get some, be able to lock in some hedges if corn prices don't back off, which to me it does not appear that they're going to do that. And I think we still have more bullish data to be digested by the market for feed grain cost. And again, that just does not seem to be backing off. We got more dry conditions on the way in Argentina. That's going to probably shave a little bit more yield off of those crops. You got planting delays, you got harvest delays for soybeans in Brazil, which is going to back up corn planting for the second season, which is already backed up because of a late planting season for soybeans. That's going to, I think, be a huge issue as we get into April, May, when those supplies would be hitting world pipelines normally. They're just, I don't think they're going to be there. And we've already got sky high feed grain prices around the world. I think that's just going to pose a pretty serious problem as we get into the spring, and when U.S. supplies are still 3 or 4 months away at the earliest, presuming we have a good crop, or at least an average crop. So I think that's going to continue to support feed grain prices, continue to support wheat prices around the world, which will support domestic prices here. And so grain prices look to remain strong. I don't see those backing off. And so feeder cattle prices, I think, will struggle, really. And it would appear, too, that, you know, there's a small window of the light placements in October, November that will support live cattle prices. But then you get into the summer when it will reflect the heavier placements in December. And the inventory report suggested that the herd size didn't really back off that much. So we're still looking at fairly large numbers as we work our way through the next year or so. That's just kind of what appears to be happening. And so I think the feeder cattle will struggle. They may not fall apart if your cattle market's going to stay strong, but I think they're really going to, it's going to be a battle for them to move higher, considering that corn prices and feed grain prices in general simply just do not appear that they're going to back off anytime soon. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.